Today is Wednesday, December 4th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Cabernet Franc Day, Santa's List Day, Wildlife Conservation Day, National Sock Day, National Package Protection Day, which is always the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, and National Dice Day. Oh, no, last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, it is National Cookie Day. So, have a cookie. I'm just looking here because, so the New York Times Cooking always does a cookie list, and I have NYT Cooking, so their cookie list for this year, I don't know if they have, I said I was going to cook that one, and I don't think I like it. I was like, oh, a Claire Saffitz recipe, I'll certainly do that one. Okay, here are the cookies in the list. We have iced peppermint cookies, and that one looks like it's by, Melissa Clark. And we have a Bûche de Noël cookie, which is a arugula inspired Yule log and has some sort of filling. I don't know that I want to make that one, so I may talk to Joe and say, that one doesn't look good to me. Claire, what are you doing? Then we have a lemon turmeric crinkle cookie, which is by, I don't really know. I think it's Eric Kim. We watch all of these people on YouTube. Melissa Clark, Claire Saffitz, Eric Kim, who I believe is gay. There's a holiday Rocky Road cookie, which in my opinion is not a cookie. It is chocolate poured over shit. It's chocolate poured over nuts and candy and marshmallows and then cut into shapes. It's not sure. Then we have ginger cheesecake cookies, which actually, these look really good. They have a filling. They have a cheesecake filling inside of them. So I don't know, there's a hidden layer of cream cheese and three types of ginger. So I don't know. That one looks good to me. Then we have a matcha. Oh, that one was by Samantha Sinaveratne. We have a matcha black sesame shortbread that is by Sue Lee. We have a rum buttered almond cookie, which is Vaughn Freeland, who is also gay and a little bit of a snack. Actually, Eric Kim is also attractive, so both of them. So those are the ones, yeah. So if you want to make those, just Google New York Times cookie list 2024 and see if you like any of those. But yeah, cookie day. So maybe make one of those cookies for... Or if it's too late, don't worry about it. Make your favorite. Go buy one. Order something from Crumble. They're only 800 calories per cookie. So you can do that, right? I just started back my noom logging of my calories, and I'm saying go make a cookie, which I probably will not, because how am I going to make a whole cookie recipe and stay within my caloric count that I want to stay with them? All right, well, we do have a voicemail that came into the email address, so let's go ahead and play that. Here we go.
Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie butler here.
Hello, Scotty.
I'm working from home today. What's the day? 3rd of December. I don't know why I needed to look at my watch.
Wow.
Birthday. 55. Can you believe it?
Happy birthday, I heard.
You, and I'm also way fatter than you, but that's not the topic for today. I'm so far behind, but I think listening to your podcast from maybe the 8th of November when you're talking about your boss and how you had a massive outburst and screamed at her and then realized later and sent her an apology email.
I didn't scream.
Really respond to. And then you sent her a Jabber or a Teams or a Slack message or something, yep. which she also just kind of ignored. That's because you did the wrong thing and there's no coming back. What were you thinking? I don't know what to say.
There's no coming back. She's just going to fire me?
I think you should have just said it to her in person. Although, I don't know, does she work in the same building as you? But I don't know. I mean, how can she say it's all right? Because it's, I don't know, you know, like you're in management. You're being paid like $300,000 a year to manage. It's the plebs who do the work. You're supposed to direct the plebs. So, I don't know. Anyway, I guess your Christmas bonus will be reduced down to like probably only $50,000. So, oh, it's going to be a sad Christmas.
Oh, I know.
Okay, bye.
Well, that's such a depressing call, Scott. Well, first of all, thank you for the call, because I always appreciate calls, and no matter how depressing or they might be. I did discuss this. First of all, I did not yell at my boss. I just said, I'm irritated. I don't have anything else. If I'm remembering correctly, because again, that's been a while ago. But if I remember correctly, that's what, and I didn't yell, I didn't scream, nothing like that. But I understand there is no requirement for her to accept my apology. I am understanding that this is totally a me thing. I want some sort of resolution for myself so I can say everything is okay. And I understand that that's an unrealistic expectation, and I do not think badly of my boss for not giving me that. I was just saying, but I wanted it. And yeah, I didn't yell, but I did tell her, hey, I handled that unprofessionally. I'm sorry. But you know, I feel I'm not the only person who's ever handled something unprofessionally. And I admitted it right away. It's not like I went on and on and on. I admitted it right away. But what can you do? It was a mistake, for sure. It was definitely a mistake, and we all move on. Also, we don't have Christmas bonuses. Our bonus comes in March or April. I think it's April. I never remember. And that's based on my evaluation. So we will see. We will see. But if I get a below, then it reduces. If you get the lowest one, you get nothing. And I've never gotten either one of those. The lowest I've ever gotten is a meets expectations, which you get the base bonus, whatever that is for the, so I don't know. Also, I don't make $300,000 a year. And I'm not really my title is product manager, but I don't manage people. I manage products. Now, there are managers who manage the people. I just say, hey, here are the features we need to add to this product in order to make it successful, or whatever the case may be. I understand that's still considered a management, air quotes, because I am managing something. But I don't manage the plebs. They don't have to do exactly what I say. I'm in one of those management positions that really has no power. You make suggestions. You're like, yeah, this is what I think we should do. But people can always push back and say, no, I don't agree. But regardless, yeah, thank you for the input. I understand. My therapist said that she kind of was saying, I understand why you would want that. But you also have to understand at the same time that when you apologize to someone, they don't owe you anything, and you just need to learn to live with it, basically. So, and I agree. But, you know, first of all, I'm just showing you guys how ridiculous I can be sometimes on the podcast, because it's funny. And I know that sometimes I'm ridiculous and I'm in the wrong, which in that case I was in the wrong. All right. So I talked about, we did some decorating. Today, I'm working on a strategy document at work, which is the most fun thing in the world. And I want to have a draft ready tomorrow to start being reviewed by other folks that need to review them. But in between that, because I had a light meeting load today, and so in between that, I have to get up and take a break occasionally. And so I would go to, but I, so decorating the house, we still have boxes all over the bottom floor, but I just wasn't in the mood to do any actual decorating. So instead, I was bringing empty boxes back up to the attic to clear some space downstairs. But tonight, I'm going to put ornaments on the tree. At the very least, I'm going to finish putting ornaments on the living room tree and bring that box back up to the attic. But I think we need to be finished with our decorating by the end of this evening, because otherwise we're going to be at Christmas still decorating at this point. It's Thanksgiving was so late this year. It is common for me to wait until after Thanksgiving to decorate, but it feels like we're decorating and tomorrow's going to be Christmas. I understand that that's not the case, but that's what it feels like. And I didn't buy anything for Black Friday or Cyber Monday. I just could not be bothered to spend any money. So I don't know, maybe I'm a saver now. Who knows? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.